Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A friend of mine earlier today texted me, and you ever do this? You ever do this with your people? You'll text something to your people because you're like, they're my people. So they will agree with me. So I'm going to text them. I'm going to be like, can you believe what Bob down the hall did? Can you believe what Bob said to me? And you text your friend this, and your friend is like, yeah, I would have done the exact same thing.
Oh.
So Are you coming to me for support? Because I'm here to support you as a friend, but ooh, maybe not your opinion, maybe not your take. Apparently, I don't even know which Joe it was, but one of the Joes this morning got a friend of mine going because the comment was made that Niner fans absolutely would take Brock Purdy over Trevor Lawrence. And this friend could not believe that somebody would say that the Niner fan base would rather have Brock Purdy over Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is the number one pick in the draft.
Right.
Brock Purdy is the last pick in the draft, which in theory says that Trevor Lawrence is much more talented. Brock Purdy has the quarterback whisperer as a coach, and Trevor Lawrence has whoever Jacksonville found 3 days ago as his coach. That's been his whole career. So let me throw this out to all of you because I want to run a little bit of a test based off of this idea. Because I think that this is the absolute latest version of draftism, which is to say, basically, no matter what we see and no matter what we experience, we cannot divorce ourselves from when someone was picked. I don't know about you, Dibs. I've completely divorced myself from where Trevor Lawrence was picked. Now, he is the best of those five quarterbacks that got picked that year.
Yep.
So he still would go first if you redrafted it. But is he worthy of a number one overall pick? Not in my opinion. Not in my opinion, not even close. So you tell me. I get what Trevor's been through. Multiple coaches and some of them with no clue what to do on offense. Also know the guy he's got right now is supposedly an offensive genius.
Yep, from the McVay tree.
Which is also kind of adjacent to the Shanahan tree.
Yep.
They came up together and they do it really well. So, yeah, Liam Cohen, who says Duvall very awkwardly, but is an offensive mind. And so far, he's got Trevor Lawrence and his top receiving target batting about the same as Patrick Bailey.
Yeah, 2-1, though.
Yeah, they're 2-1.
Put some respect on the record.
But they're also yelling at each other. They've already had sideline interactions, barking at each other. Greg Cosell said to us yesterday, Trevor Lawrence on play action so far this year has been downright bad.
Yep.
So Trevor Lawrence or Brock Purdy? In a vacuum.
Right.
What are you doing?
In a vacuum, you probably would, it would be tough. In a vacuum. And this is where I have a hard time with this conversation because you can't really do in a vacuum. And if you want me to do in a vacuum, then I'm taking Trevor Lawrence because Trevor Lawrence has been, his struggles, I believe, have mostly been a byproduct of his situation. He has a lesser roster. He's on his third different head coach, and you know he's had three games with the new head coach, who I think is going to be the best of the head coaches. And Brock Purdy, if you take him outside of the Niners and you put him in a vacuum, it's impossible to really judge him in that vacuum because he's been coddled, and I'm not saying it's his fault, but he's been coddled by the fact that he's on a really good team with a really good play caller and a really good head coach and amazing talent around him. And Trevor Lawrence has not had that. So it's hard for me to do the in a vacuum thing, and I thought about this on the way in. If you gave me Trevor Lawrence with Kyle Shanahan or Brock Purdy with Liam Cohen,
yep.
I'm taking Trevor and Shanahan.
Okay, that's
but one. But I wouldn't do that with every other swapperoo.
But that's it's one way to look at it. What if you're just starting your team? Because I think what I got from your answer there is just you want Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah,
you could probably sub in a lot of different quarterbacks
right,
in that conversation.
If I had to draft the four of them as human beings, I would go Kyle 1, and then I'd have to think about number 2.
All right, what if we don't know who the head coach is? Which quarterback do you want?
Probably Trevor Lawrence.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I will surprise no one by saying that I will take Brock Purdy, and it's because I'm not someone, and you know me, God, you love the pick, and I hate the draft. I can't stand the draft.
Right.
The draft brings out weird things in human beings, my opinion. That's what I hate about it. I don't have any problem with the draft. We have to have it, and I'll watch it, and people make picks, and then if you're from Philly or New York, you boo, and if you're from the West Coast, you cheer, and then you seem to forget everything that happens after that, and then you wait 2 years, and then you rip your team if they were wrong. And then you sort of maybe come around and praise your team if they were right, but not usually. You probably just forget about it. You lock in on those misses when it comes to the draft. That's why I hate the draft. It brings out the negativity is way louder than the positivity, and the stupidity is actually what wins, because everyone will go to the web the very next morning and go, oh, my team got a B+ in the draft. And all you know is that there are 7 names sitting there.
Right.
The way I look at sports, the second you're drafted, now that's gone. You're a human. Come play. Let's see it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't care where you got drafted. And I understand that a first round grade or talent, if you will, what have you, yes, your batting average in the first round is going to be way better than in the 5th, 6th, or 7th. I don't think that assessing talent out there is a completely erroneous way to do it. I'm not trying to say that. I just think that all these things matter. Your motor, your emotional side, who you are as a person, the team you land on, the coach you get, the situation that team is in.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Jonathan Kuminga for a second. Would he be different if he got drafted somewhere else? You all think yes, so do I. But life is life, and you end up where you end up. And at a certain point, that's on you. So, for example, if I hear another person say, all right, Brock, $53 million man, well, now it's on you because you make $53 million. So you can't talk to us anymore about, oh, I've got an injured receiver or George Kittle's not healthy. Too bad. You make $53 million. You do it. Why don't we say that about Trevor? Come on, $55 million man. Do it. They give you good receivers. He's always had good receivers.
Well, I don't know about always.
And I think he has.
You look at year one when they go 3-14 and that roster was terrible. And there was a reason why you went number one overall. It's because you were the worst team in football the year before. So we can look at all the different things. I do look at Trevor Lawrence now and the contract. Yeah, you make a lot of money and you now have a good offensive mind and you now have a lot of weapons around you. You got Travis Hunter. You've got Etienne. You've got Thomas Jr.
ETJ.
You've got everything you could possibly want and a coordinator and a head coach who are really good at what they do. So for me now, for Trevor Lawrence, I judge him differently than I did in his rookie year, for example.
Can we run a little test? We'd love to take your calls right now. 888-957-9570. Forget everything that's going on around them. You're starting a team. Would you rather have Brock Purdy or Trevor Lawrence? First pick in the draft or last pick in the draft?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.